Jennifer Zamparelli on 2FM.
Fueled by Frank and Honest Gourmet Coffee. The perfect blend to kickstart your day. Barista quality coffee available at Centra and Supervalue.
Jennifer Zamparelli, 2FM, good morning. So lads, can I ask you this? You know, when we see someone who is the CEO of an organisation, we think of unshakable strength, you know, laser sharp focus and a person with a very thick skin, don't we? But as we all know, mental health problems don't discriminate and have a huge impact on those who experience them. Well, my next guest is a former chief executive who never would have imagined that he would find himself someday suffering with acute anxiety that became so overwhelming it left him unable to work. Ian Braid, thank you so much for being with us this morning. How are you?
I'm very well, Jen. Thank you very much. Good morning to you.
Good morning. So, Ian, tell us a bit about yourself. You recently had a high-powered career. You're on the go. Isn't that right? What did you do?
Well, I'd like to think I'm still having a high-powered career, but I'm doing it in a different way.
Okay.
But the piece that you referred to was that my last job before what I do now, I was the chief executive of an organisation called the British Athletes Commission, okay, which is effectively the union for world-class Olympic and Paralympic athletes who are funded by the National Lottery, who represent Team GB and Paralympics GB at the Tokyo Games, the Rio Games, et cetera, et cetera. And it was a job that I suddenly realised it was the job I wanted to do all my life, but it wasn't what I thought it was going to be as I got into it.
Did the stress of the job trigger your panic attacks? And was that a trigger, or was it something you always had and just dealt with it yourself?
No, it was new. Well, in any walk of life, you are different things. For me, I was a CEO, a father, a husband, and a son. And one of the things that was challenging my emotional resilience was the fact that my mother at the time had been given a very short time to live.
Okay.
She lives at the other end of the country to me. So I didn't know whether the next time I saw my mum was the last. She sends her regards, by the way. She's still with us now.
Bless her.
At the time, that was a draw on my emotional resilience.
Yeah.
But, you know, my psychotherapist, who I eventually saw, she said to me, Ian, you've had 5 years of vicarious trauma, which was dealing with the grievances and the cases of the different athletes. It's a very lonely world being a CEO sometimes. And in the system was saying, we're all brilliant, we win lots of medals. And I felt I was the only one. I wasn't, but I felt like I was the only one sticking up for the athletes, saying yes, but at what cost?
Yeah.
Because there's a lot of athletes who have had mental health issues, and they're trusting me, A, with that intimate knowledge, and B, with a duty and a responsibility to do something with it. And it was very, very difficult. You know, if I received emails or letters from certain people, that would trigger panic attacks.
How long did you go through it all by yourself, not talking about it, before you got help?
The first trigger point was in November of 2015, and I eventually went to the doctors in May of 2017. So once I started the process, it was, you know, it was a bit of a confession and an admission to myself. So it was a bit of a relief, because I was then talking to other people.
I can imagine there are so many people who are listening to you right now, and they're just nodding along to what you're saying, you know, relating to your experience, even if they're not a CEO. What is the first thing you would advise these people to do? What is the first step in the right direction?
The nuts and bolts of it is talking and being prepared to admit, you know, admitting things are a bit flaky, saying to somebody that you trust, and then that might be a path where you start to seek help, whether that's small H help or capital H help, you know.
How's life now?
life is good now. It's not, mental health isn't binary, and you know that, I think, from your introduction. You're not ill or well. It's a continuum and it moves all the time. So you have to be diligent. And that's not always easy because there's always these clouds that come into your life and you have to either decide, am I going to go and stand somewhere where it's sunny or am I going to put some more clothes on and ride through this cloud storm and wait till it's sunny? One of the things that was critical to me as well was, although I felt that my sense of purpose had gone when I had to resign from the BAC, it wasn't the end of it. In a conversation I had with some other leaders in sport, those conversations told me that I wasn't alone, that there were lots of senior people who were on 6 pints a night or 350 milligrams of something or whatever. And I thought, who's looking after the people, looking after the people? And I set up a company, DocuSport, which I founded. And in October, it was awarded the This Can Happen Mental Health Consultancy of the Year 2020. So I must be doing something right, Jenny.
Well, it was obviously your calling. And it's amazing that you're helping other people, because it's funny, you know, a lot of people, we talk about mental health on the show quite frequently. And especially a lot of things that crops up is, men find it very difficult to open up. And just that simple thing of talking, starting a conversation, have that someone in your life that you allow to check in on you. Because like you said, it's a continuous thing that we learn to manage and we don't get cured of. So it is a continuous thing. We should always be checking in on each other, right?
I agree with you. And also, again, per your introduction, mental illness doesn't discriminate. So, you know, you may think you're immune, but, you know, the risks may vary, the size of the risk, but one can always take some ownership and mitigate those risks.
Thank you so much for sharing your story with us today. It's great to hear you're back on track.
You're very kind, Jenny. Thank you very much. It's been a pleasure talking to you.
Bye, Ian. That is Ian Braid there. What a lovely guy. And I just want to say to you guys, if you have been affected by any of the issues we've just been discussing, there are really useful resources and numbers. Just go to rte.ie/helplines. We'll be back right after this.
Jennifer Zamparelli on 2FM.